Welcome to Faith Football Friends, the final episode. We are making a switch from Faith Football Friends to a new podcast. We've had a lot of fun recording Faith Football Friends, but we've decided that we wanted to kind of move in a new direction, hoping to reach a broader audience while still focusing on the strengths of our own personalities and who we are as Christians. And so we are moving to a different podcast title, different podcast all in one, but you're still going to have the great Forrest Antimaceras and the dedicated Cole Parsley. So it's going to be a great, great podcast, and we're really looking forward to what is coming. Forrest, do you want to describe what's kind of happening as we move forward?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing it's still a weekly podcast, but instead of being Faith Football Friends, it's going to be Forward, and the tagline is, help me out, Chris.
A Christian self-help podcast.
All right, so it's Forward, a Christian self-help podcast. And pretty much what we're going to be doing is taking these principles not only of, you know, quote-unquote self-help, but of productivity, and applying them not only to our lives, but to people's lives in general, but also showing the spiritual and biblical connection to a lot of these principles that are out there in the productivity and self-help world.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be taking topics anywhere from faith and Christianity and how we can be more Christ-like from, you know, God's word, but we're also going to be talking about how we can be healthier, how we can be more productive, how we can be more organized, how we can achieve the goals that we set. You know, we're going to talk about morning routines, night routines. We're going to talk about all sorts of routines, you know, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think really what kind of helped this idea form was one of our earlier podcasts whenever we talked about goals. That was one I know I really enjoyed. I thought it was really good. I think it was the early January edition of the Faith Football Friends podcast. And so we're going to just be moving forward, and we hope that you will move forward with us because, you know, we're all just striving to grow because really daily growth is an essential part of being a Christian. And there's lots of resources out there to help us be stronger and better people, and as a result, better and stronger Christians. So, Cole, why don't you talk about why it's so important to grow daily?
So there's all kinds of different reasons you might want to grow daily, as you said, to be a better Christian. But one of the psychological reasons you want to grow and you want to listen to this podcast is because achieving goals, so setting goals and achieving them, actually gives you happiness. And I say achieving goals, what I actually mean by that is, yes, we set goals, but a lot of times we set goals based off problems in our life. So Mark Manson, an author, he talks about some studies that have been done that says people are happier after a day of work rather than on days off. And you're thinking, what in the world? Why is that? It's because after a day's worth of work, you come home feeling accomplished. You come home knowing all the goals you achieved throughout the day and all the problems that you solved. And so life is very much about solving problems, setting goals, solving those goals, and feeling satisfied about that. And the really interesting thing is, if you don't have goals or if you don't have problems, your mind will actually create problems. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we always want to be, if we're proactive about setting goals and we're proactive about looking at these self-help principles and applying them to our life, then we're not going to be focusing on the toxic things in our lives that really don't matter, that our toxic or anxiety-driven brains are creating.
I think that's a great point. And, you know, we really, like, that's really something that sticks out to me as well. And, like, it's something I've kind of learned the hard way. You know, like, after a day off, a lot of times I don't feel good. Like, I'm just, like, I'm tired, I feel lazy, like, I'm unmotivated. The next day at work's harder. Like, it's just not a good thing. And so I think that's a really great point And, you know, I've once read in a book, it's called Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale. It talks about how we are happiest when we are in pursuit of a goal and working toward a worthy goal. And like at first, like you hear that and you're like, no, like I'm definitely happier once I achieve my goal. But that happiness is so short lived. You know, it's like, but yet working toward a goal is very rewarding, and we're reminded of the rewards of it. And so I think Mark Manson is definitely onto something there. And I definitely agree with it.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, there is this, we are involved in something as Christians in which there are no days off, and that is discipleship. Like, you don't take a day off of discipleship, otherwise it stops being discipleship. I mean, that's inherent in what we're doing, taking up our cross daily. Amen. And following Jesus Christ, you know. And I'm not saying like work-based salvation. I'm saying every day you have to deny yourself, take up his cross, and follow him. So, you know, I think there are, like, rest is important, and we'll talk about that eventually on this podcast. You know, you can rest in order to be more productive, but at the end of the day, when it comes to bettering yourself and when it comes to your walk with Christ, you know, there really isn't any time to take off, because it really is that serious.
Absolutely. And I think as we look at scripture, we kind of see what Forrest was exactly describing, you know, is that Christianity is an everyday thing, and that we're expected to grow as Christians. The Apostle Paul recognized that he needed to grow every day, and this is really where the name Forward comes from. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 read, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own." He's saying, "I have not considered that I've made perfection my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And so just as Paul strained forward the prize of the upward calling, so we want to do the same thing, and we want to invite you to do that same exact thing with us. We want to grow closer to God. We want to be more like him, and we want to be better each and every day in all that we do. And we want to invite you forward with us.
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind is, you know, our Christianity ought to infect, if you will, but really like influence and have control over every aspect of our life. So, and I hope that that's something that people sort of get a sense for in this podcast, because sometimes, you know, when people hear that term self-help, they're kind of like put on edge. But we're talking about self-help from the Christian perspective of, there are principles here that overlap, and there's things we can do, biblical things we can do, to not just grow in the image of Christ, but also to be more productive people, to be happier people, to be more successful people. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's doing those things, improving in those ways, while still being a disciple and straining forward to that end goal of the upward call in Jesus Christ.
I think it's important. I think you were getting at this, Forrest, to know that those aren't two different things. They're the same thing. Like religion, Christianity, it isn't in a box and only on a Sunday. This is real, and it affects your whole life. So it's very much the case that, as say, for instance, you're wanting to work out, that's your goal, to work out every day. That is a Christian thing to do. Like, there is a Christian principle behind that and Christian advantages to working out. It helps you become a better Christian in ways that, if we were talking about that on this episode, we could go into.
You're just going to say something super controversial and just leave it at that?
That's controversial?
Yeah, that working out makes you a better Christian?
Absolutely. You kidding me?
I'm just saying, defend it just a little bit. Like, we don't have to go into it. Just give us like a couple ways so people don't think you're crazy.
For example, working out has been proving to provide more energy. So this seems counterintuitive. We think that if I move less, I'll have more energy in my life. Well, that's actually the opposite. If you move more, you'll have more energy. So if you're feeling tired, go take a walk. In that sense, working out can give you more energy and more opportunities and better quality discipleship or service to the Lord and others.
Yeah, and there is a big connection. Cole, you probably could speak more about this if we had time, but there's also a big connection, right, between working out and mental health. And, you know, my wife is studying to be a psychologist right now. And one of, and she told, well, what she learned at college and what she told me is, like, one of the first things a lot of psychologists do, a lot of counselors do when you're in there, especially for anxiety or depression, is they try to encourage you to start working out. Like, you know, in conjunction with whatever else, whatever other therapies there may be. So there's definitely, you know, some benefit to that. But I think that's a good example. It's one example among many. There's a lot of things we can do day to day in our routines, productivity wise, that will help us not only in our walk with Christ, but in other areas of our life.
Yeah. Like, just to not to talk about this too much, but some of my best content for sermons are when I'm in this therapeutic state working out. Like, that's when it's just so meditative for me. I love it, you know, and the mental health aspect is one of the probably main reasons that I do it.
Absolutely. One of my most productive times of the day is whenever I'm walking, like, especially like after I've been at work for a few hours and like I'm starting to get tired, like I'm working and like I'm in that work mindset. And so like I'm thinking about all the things that I need to do. Anything that's going to help me feel better is going to help me be a better Christian, for the most part, you know, really, like, because whenever I'm feeling good, I'm going to feel like serving. I'm going to feel like, you know, going out of my way to help someone, or I'm going to be more confident. Like, there's just so many ways that it can benefit us. So I think that's a great point. You know, there's just self-growth is so important. And so whenever we say self-help, like, we're just talking about ways that, and materials ultimately, that will help us grow daily. Because it's hard to deny that growing daily is important. You know, I think it's definitely a biblical principle, like we've talked about from Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And, you know, I think that it's something that we can all strive to do more and more each day. And since self-growth is so important, we want to do this podcast to help you grow. You know, maybe you don't have time to read a self-help book every week or every month, but maybe we can help break down some of those principles that you can then turn around and listen to us talk about them and kind of give you the Spark Notes version. You know, we'll chew up the meat and present it to you, and then we'll throw away the bones so that you don't have to deal with that. Or maybe you want to read a book along with us, you know, and so that we can kind of serve as your book club, and we can help you kind of dissect the book and think about it a little bit deeper. To kind of get started helping you grow and helping one another grow, we want to give our number one self-help tip, like, or the number one thing that has impacted our life personally. And I guess those things could be different. So if y'all want to give two, go for it. So what do you think, Cole?
I'm going to say my favorite self-help tip, the thing that's got to be the most impactful for my life, was when I was in the seventh grade, I was wanting to wear these jogging pants to school. I mean, I was really wanting these jogging pants. I liked them. They were cool. But nobody else wore jogging pants. Like, I don't know why. In seventh grade, nobody else was wearing jogging pants. At least in my mind, my seventh grade mind, that was the case. And I was like, Mom, do you think these jogging pants look okay? I mean, what if people judge me? I mean, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. My mom just simply said, Cole, you're a leader, not a follower. And that's not some you're better than everybody else, but it's a mindset of I don't make decisions based off if the other kids in seventh grade wear jogging pants. If I want to wear jogging pants, I'll wear jogging pants, and they can just, you know, follow my lead if they want to. It doesn't matter. And so I think if y'all know me, I'm kind of my own person, and that's why it started there, and I've been practicing ever since.
That statement that morning at 6 a.m. has shaped your daily fashion ever since.
Oh, dude, talking about fashion. Yes.
Like, that story just explains so much when it comes down to the things that you wear. That was awesome.
We gotta tell people a little bit.
I feel like I know you better, man. It was very common while we were in college to see Cole wear basketball shorts that went down to his ankles, not because he was sagging, but just because they were too big for him.
But they felt good.
And dress shoes at the same time. Like, that was Cole's favorite outfit, because the shoes were super comfortable, and evidently those shorts were super comfortable.
Hey, so, don't forget the jacket. You know, it's a little chilly outside, but I ain't about to wear pants. Who cares?
Yeah, I wasn't asked, but my let me read this here. Self-help tip that has made an impact on your life, for me, comes from David Allen, and he has like a system of productivity called Getting Things Done, like a website and a couple books as well. And one of his more popular quotes really impacted me the first time I read it. It is, you can do anything, but not everything. And that really resonated with me because, you know, some of my biggest flaws, I think, is I'm afraid of disappointing people. I'm afraid of letting people down. And if that is kind of your operating principle going through life, you're going to sign up for things or be at people's disposal even when it is harmful to you. And especially, I think ministers can relate to this, because, you know, a preacher does a lot more than just preach. And sometimes if you don't set up boundaries, or if you don't have eldership over you who sets up boundaries, like, you're just like a Swiss Army knife of any problem falls into your lap, or maybe in your marriage or whatever it is, school, whatever, scholastically, like any category of life, this really applies, you know. So I think it's just a good reminder for me, like, true productivity, I think, isn't getting as much stuff done as possible. It's getting stuff done well, right? Like, that's the goal. If we're just trying to get as much stuff done as possible, I mean, that's, you know, it's going to be crazy, but you could do it. But the goal really is to do things well. And just that reminder of, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And sometimes you just have to limit yourself, set boundaries, and that actually unlocks more productivity instead of making you less productive.
My number one self-help tip would be to apologize. Forrest, I am sorry that I did not ask you what your number one self-help tip was. Just slipped my mind that was...
It's okay. It's okay. I accept your apology.
Thank you. All right, now, my second number one tip would be a quote from Benjamin Franklin that I actually discovered in John Maxwell's book, Today Matters. In that book, it kind of talks about the importance of today and making decisions daily, basically making all the big decisions once and then executing them daily. And so the idea is that I'll be healthy that I'm going to be healthy. That means that I'm going to eat healthy, that I'm going to work out, blah, 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 blah. And so you make that decision once, and then you just do little things to execute on it every single day of the week. And like, there's 12 different categories throughout the book, but there is a quote that kind of summarizes the principle of this book and of really this podcast as well. And that quote by Benjamin Franklin is, "One today is worth two tomorrows, for I am becoming today who I will be tomorrow." And that's really the whole idea behind this podcast. We, all three of us, want to be better tomorrow than we have been today. We hope that you will join us in that journey. We hope that you will grow with us. We hope that you'll help us grow. We hope that you'll give us feedback about the podcast. If there's something you want to talk about, let us know, because we're here for you. We want to just move forward in life toward the upward calling. So we hope that you will go forward with us.